Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Let's talk the 2025 Grammys, Mark.
Please. What was I listening to there,
that
by the
was
way?
Kendrick Lamar and his song Not Like Us, which dominated last night. He won 5 awards, including Song and Record of the Year for his Drake diss track. Beyonce made history winning Album of the Year with Cowboy Carter finally in Best Country Album. It looks like rising star Sabrina Carpenter and Chappell Roan, I always say her name wrong. They both secured wins, while Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish were notably absent from the winners list.
Are we talking about who won the country category?
Yeah, that was Beyonce.
How did she make history?
She finally won her Album of the Year, which she has never won before.
But I mean, how is that history?
It's just history, Kim.
Because I'm sure people are saying that, like they want to credit Beyonce with paving the way, and it's like that. How
first
is,
black woman to win?
I'm sure they are going to say that.
Yeah,
is she?
Why does
I
any,
so.
Like?
I'm sure.
Is it, it's not based on record sales, right?
No,
because there's no way that outsold some of the biggest country hits this year,
like right. Morgan Wallen.
Yeah. It's just not.
Or even Post Malone, for that matter.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a country music fan. I listen on occasion if I'm depressed. Other than that, I'm just saying.
I'm sure Morgan Wallen and those who actually are country artists were rolling their eyes.
Probably. Whatever.
Looks like Costco has announced hourly raise wages for hundreds of thousands of workers in the U.S. and Canada starting in March. Top-tier clerks will see their pay increase to nearly $32 an hour, with other positions also receiving raises ranging from 50 cents to $1 more per hour.
Wait, the people checking you out are going to be making $30 an hour?
Well, it just said top-tier clerks. It didn't really say if it was the cashiers. It's just people, I guess, working there.
$30 an hour is a pretty good salary. And
exactly.
You know what this means? Our prices are probably going to go up.
Yeah, they're not
going to
be able to keep that $1.50 hot dog for very long at this rate.
Well, this move comes amid ongoing negotiations with the Teamster Union, so that might
But there's not even a lot of Costco employees who are in the union. It's not like SAG-AFTRA where everyone pretty much in the industry is in it. It's only a handful of people, I believe, who work for Costco who are part of that.
Yeah. I will say this, though. Costco has been known always for having high pay. So a lot of people, if you were looking for a job, you went to Costco. It looks like Barnes & Noble plans to open around 60 stores in 2025, continuing its significant expansion after adding 57 U.S. locations last year. Now, this is saying it's... A lot of this is coming from BookTok. Now, if you've never heard of them, it's a TikTok book community. They're driving sales and reader engagement. They're pushing people to go back into these brick-and-mortar stores. Barnes & Noble are setting up actual stands that say, you know, hashtag BookTok and have all their books on there. So,
but they're smaller than they used to be. It's not like the one like at West County Mall. That one's pretty big. The one that they have... I want to say the Galleria is like smaller. It's like half the size of
really?
It.
Really?
Huh.
Honestly, one in Fenton's huge.
The coffee shops, I think, draw people in because it's just a soothing place to sit. Like I find that cozy.
I use my Kindle so much. I haven't read a hard copy book in ages.
Well, I like the hard copy. I don't think I'd like a Kindle.
And you know, I hate to admit this It's admitting my age. However, I like the Kindle because I can increase the font size. It's convenient. I can carry it with me anywhere. It's backlit. I'm doing a commercial for them here. But if I'm just opening up a regular hard copy book, unless it's a full-size hardcover book, it's not easy for me to read.
Well, Mark, I know what we can get you for your birthday coming up in July. Yeah. Do you
a magnifying glass?
No, I was going to suggest the Jitterbug phone.
Oh, thank you so much.
Wow, that's...
Wow.
But you could get a large book from the library.
Yeah. I'm just going on Amazon and ordering, downloading them from my Kindle. Just easier.
A former U.S. Postal Service worker has admitted to stealing over $100,000 worth of sports memorabilia while working as a mail sorting clerk. Federal prosecutors revealed that the theft occurred between September and December of 2022, with at least 10 parcels containing trading cards, jerseys, and other collectibles were stolen from New Jersey Post Office. Yeah, the guy's in trouble.
So somebody stuffed in to arrive and they finally investigated it, and there's some dude throwing it in the back of his backpack as he leaves.
How are you walking out with all this stuff? It must have been small enough to conceal in a little bag. Because otherwise, wouldn't people notice you're hauling a bunch of stuff out to your car?
Well, I mean, trading cards and stuff are going to be small.
Yeah.
That'd be easy to do.
Jerseys you can lot up. An awkward incident on Carnival Cruise Lines has sparked debate over cabin privacy etiquette. A woman and her partner accidentally left their balcony curtains open on the Carnival Liberty, leading to an unattended exhibition when they walked around naked in the morning. The nearby Carnival Legends guest reportedly enjoyed the show, and then the woman suggested that the cruise crew should remind passengers to close their curtains when docking.
You think?
It's not the crew's fault. This is your fault.
So the window faced in and not out?
It's just like a porthole window on another boat across the way.
Get more at 971talk.com.